You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
People that they're staying outside the city, so Bepetach Hashar. So these four people, Gemara explains, that was Gehazi and his three children. Gehazi was the assistant of Elisha Navi Alav Shalom. So now, why they had to go out of the city? Because Gemara says that these four people, they had leprosy. Not Sarah, they had leprosy. Same thing as we learned about Naaman, he didn't have the type of Sarah that is impure. He had a skin disease when he came to Elisha Navi. Because non-Jews, they're not afflicted by the type of tzarah that is tameh, is impure. So now, what was this story all about?
To get rid of gaava.
Ah, right. So
they find out that the enemy wasn't there.
Right, but now, before we get to that, why they had to go out and why they were afflicted by this leprosy, skin disease. So Yomar brings Gehazi lost his portion in heaven. He doesn't have the portion in the heaven. What does that mean? So now the story of the commander that came to Elisha Navi, and then he was given the prescription what he needs to do. And when he left, so the assistant, that is Gehazi, he followed him, and he stopped him and he told him, you know, my master is a very righteous person. Obviously, he's not into these things, you know, asking for money and so on. But you know, you have to
expenses we have, so I take the money.
Right, so he quoted.
Did he quote Elisha Navi?
Yes.
And, oh, that's why he got punished, because he named
Elisha. Right, he lied that, yeah. So that he should compensate him as far as the favor that he did for him. So now, the leprosy was transferred to Gehazi. So Gehazi had to go out so other people would not, because it's contagious, this matter. So he was sent outside of the city. So now, here, it's very interesting that in the Haftarah, if you have noticed, it mentions that they went from house to house. So Gehazi and his three children, they went from one house to another house, one house to another house. Why? Because it says, Veitmon Kesef. What does it mean? That they took money. So how could such a thing be? You know, if obviously you realize that because of this sense of attitude of the being greedy, and now you're sick. So how can you repeat the same thing? Makes sense? Makes sense? So why are you doing it then? If you see that now you're going through such a hard timing, and obviously this matter happened because you lied, and then you wanted to take money from Naaman, from this commander. So now you see you're outside, you disconnected from the people, but still you're going around and doing the same thing. Why you don't wake up? So now here, it's very interesting. I don't know if you have ever heard about worldwide five stubborn people. You heard about this matter? No? Worldwide known five stubborn people. You never heard about such a thing? The well known five homeowners. Homeowner, like in China, in Washington, and other places, that you see like high rises, and right in the middle there's a little house, but there's a freeway, and there's a house. So these five homeowners are known as the greatest five stubborn people. What was the story, and what is the story? That when there was a big project after construction, they were planning to build a shopping center or high rises or freeway, so they were offered to sell their house. So the value of the house was $120,000. So in the end, when they rejected to sell, they offered them $1 million. What's the difference from $120,000 to $1 million?
$900,000.
How many times more?
Almost 8 times more.
4 times.
Who with a right set of mind would not accept such money? Huh? So he says, till today, this house is placed in the middle of the freeway, in the middle of the shopping center. They call it nail houses or something like that.
One of them is in New York.
Right, exactly. Or between two great high rises. So now, the interesting thing here is that anybody that passes by here or sees this shopping center says, what a chacham. What a chacham. You know, where is your mind? You know, what are you doing here? No, forget about the money. But now you're stuck. There's a story about a little house that when they did the construction, they want to sell. So now they worked around it. And for, I don't know, a year or so, with rope from the other side, the electricity was cut off because in the middle of the construction, and they had to pass food, clothing, and so on. But here, it's such an unbelievable thing that how one can be so stubborn and doesn't let go.
That's Gavon, because it's so strong. You know, they never come down.
Now, back to Gehazi. Gehazi stayed with his leprosy for the rest of his life. You know what is the rest of your life? Rest of your life, you afflicted by such a pain. And everybody looks at you. You know what it is? So now here, maybe we're not that far from the whole story of these five stubborn people. Because we all have habits, you know, that has stayed with us. And we go by it, you know, daily basis. Like being neat. You know, some people, when they're asked to pass something, they like to throw it. They don't hand it, but they put it down. Why? Because they have it to do this. You know, it's part of their behavior. But why they don't stop? Because they don't see anything wrong with it. So now here, back to these people, how can you stuck? And again, all this traffic, all this headache, you know, the right around you. So you could have gone, and it's very interesting, you know, they were offered that they give the same exact house that they like. And, you know, all these bunch of money, but you didn't, still didn't accept it. So that means you go through life with such a pain. Why? Because you say, no, no. Why you say no? What's wrong with you? But that's how it is with all of us. That we never consider maybe there's another option. Maybe there's a way to handle things. Why? Because we feel, you know, it's okay, I'm doing the right thing. I don't need it to be the other way, any, no, different way. And that's what exactly we do. Bedirat Chametz, we do Bi'ur Chametz, we eat matzah, we understand what, you know, Chametz is. But here, it could be just, as they call, Tutivari. Bale Musa, they call it Anshem Melumada. What does Anshem Melumada mean? Like a Tuki. Tuki just follows up, and then nothing is implanted. Nothing. Nothing. And then you just live, you know, as a habit. You know, you do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you don't realize what good is going to make you. And that's what exactly the whole task here is, that we are just about to celebrate such a important moment of our life, Chag Chirut. And Hashem Yizkenu, that give us the right understanding to be able to do the right thing with the right manner, B'ezrat Hashem, and try to delete the stubbornness from our system.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.